missionary service. And Brother Marquez, we're so glad you've come. We want you to do whatever you have on your heart tonight. And just come and let the Holy Ghost talk to this house tonight. Brother Antonio Marquez, from somewhere just outside the great city of Mexico City. Yeah, that. Come on, praise the Lord. Don't you love missionaries and the good work they're doing? God bless you.
Hallelujah. Amen. It's so good to be in the house of Jesus, to be with the people of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated in Jesus' name. I want to say that I feel privileged tonight to be, hallelujah, with you people, people of God. Amen. And to be, amen, hallelujah, with Pastor Sutton and his beautiful family. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor, for letting us be here. I'm counted as a privilege. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's so good to come into the presence of God and, amen, to come into a church like New Life. Hallelujah. And just see you worship the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. It just reminds me back home, the way we worship God. Hallelujah. Hispanics are very emotional. And they're always, hallelujah, express their worship. Hallelujah. And I thank God for the worship here tonight. Amen. Praise God. I don't know, but I think when we're in heaven, you know, I think the praise team of tonight should be right there in the front row. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I need to be way in the back, but the praise team needs to be right in front, giving God the glory and the praise. Hallelujah. Saludos en el nombre de Jesucristo, el nombre que es sobre todo nombre. Reciba saludos del pueblo de México. Amén, de la área de Morelia, en el estado de Michoacán. Aleluya. Si usted es hispano aquí, Señor le bendiga ricamente. Es un gusto de estar aquí en esta tarde en la presencia de Dios. Aleluya. Gloria a Dios. Better stop there. Amen. Aleluya. Well, we are having revival in Mexico. Aleluya. Amen. We are seeing people filled with the Holy Ghost, baptized in Jesus' name. Miracles. Hallelujah. It's all going on. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we thank God for all what He is doing in Mexico. And we're not seeing just one by one get the Holy Ghost. Entire churches. Hallelujah. Entire communities. Hallelujah. Are coming to the feet of Jesus. Hallelujah. Why? Because this world doesn't need, hallelujah, just another idol. Hallelujah. It needs Jesus. And they're looking for Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. And we are so glad for what God is doing in Mexico. Hallelujah. You know, church, it's all about seeing souls won to the kingdom of God. I didn't get too many amens. Hallelujah. But it's all about seeing somebody baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise God. And certainly, amen, hallelujah, that is the purpose why we exist as a church. Hallelujah. Praise God. As the church of the living God. Hallelujah. We have also a DVD I have brought, amen, Mexico, right here to your door. I want you to feel the burden that I feel for my country. Amen, hallelujah, the country of Mexico. I want you to, amen, open your heart. Hallelujah, enjoy, hallelujah, the things that God is doing in Mexico. I want you to see the many people, hallelujah, that are being reached for the kingdom of God. Currently, we are working in Morelia in the state of Michoacán. This is located, amen, 3 hours northwest of Mexico City. Hallelujah. Our state runs into the Pacific. It is a very beautiful place. And when we first got to this place, we had, there was not only two churches, hallelujah, one in the mountain and one in one of the cities. And 4.5 years that we, amen, have been there, we have seen more than 20 churches come to existence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. 27 ministers, licensed ministers, hallelujah, that preach the name of Jesus. And I would like to, amen, share with you what God is doing right now in Mexico. And if we could dim the lights, I would appreciate it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now these first pictures are of my family, my daughter Alexis, she's 6 years old, and my son Antonio, he is 7 years old. They were both born in the beautiful, amen, state of Jalisco, in the city of Guadalajara. They both, amen, hallelujah, have been filled with the Holy Ghost and baptized in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. If my daughter Alexis would be here tonight, she would be singing, hallelujah, in English and in Spanish. They both speak both languages, English and Spanish. Hallelujah. They are very glad to be in Mexico. My wife, I met her at Texas Bible College. Hallelujah. Praise God. We got engaged, got married. 15 days after we got married, we went to Mexico. These beautiful waterfalls that you see here are about, just 15 minutes from where we live at. We have baptized many people in those waterfalls. Hallelujah. I call that my baptistry. Amen. Hallelujah. God has gave me that baptistry. We go and baptize people in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we have a good time. This sister right here, hallelujah, Sister Lulu, was in a car accident. She almost, hallelujah, died. The doctor said that, there was no more hope. But God, in just a few minutes, restored everything that was wrong with her. And you will be seeing some of the pictures right here of some of our ministers that has gone down and preached. Here I am preaching on our ordination service there in Mexico in our zonal, conference. Hallelujah. When we give license to our ministers, they start out with their deacon license and they work their way up all the way to their ordination license. And here I am praying for some ministers that have been ordained that day. And in this picture, they invite us to go to Trinitarian Church. We went to the Trinitarian Church, preached the name of Jesus. After we finished, the pastor said we need to be baptized in Jesus' name. We baptized the church, the pastor and his family, all in the name of Jesus. Now they have they have been part of the United Pentecostal Church in Mexico. And this is the beautiful city of, hallelujah, Morelia. And the state of Michoacán, hallelujah, a city with 3.5 million people. It's a very large city, a very beautiful city, hallelujah, very colonial city. It was established in the 1600s. It's very beautiful because part of the city, all the center part of the city is made of adobe, hallelujah, in the old style, hallelujah, the way the Spaniards had established this city. Amen. And it's very religious. 95% of the people that lives in this city, are from the traditional religion in Mexico. Hallelujah. Praise God. But we got to this city about 4.5 years ago, and there was not one single church that preached the name of Jesus in this city. And this is the capital of the state of Michoacán. Michoacán has 5 million people. Hallelujah. And 3.5 million people lives in this city. And can you imagine a city with 3.5 million people, and there had never been nobody that preached the name of Jesus in this city? So we went to this city, hallelujah, expecting a move of God. With much prayer and fast, we got there 4.5 years ago. As we got there, hallelujah, it was my wife, my children, and myself. And I would preach to my wife service after service and to my children. My wife told me that she began to pray that God would send more people. So not only she would be, enjoying my preachings, but also, hallelujah, the rest of the people. Well, we begin to pray and ask God for a great revival. Hallelujah. 3.5 months, we had 50 people baptized in the name of Jesus and filled with the Holy Ghost. We were excited for what God was doing in this city. Hallelujah. We had a great revival. But everybody was excited except the people that lived around where we were having service at. And one Sunday night, I remember we had a good service. But Monday morning, somebody called us. Pastor, you need to come. Somebody has burned down the church. When we got there, this was what's left of our church. Hallelujah, just a bunch of burnt sticks. Our PA system, our pews, everything, hallelujah, that was inside the church completely burned down to the ground. Hallelujah, when we got there, this was all what was left. But that didn't stop us. We kept on, hallelujah, preaching. We kept on believing in what God had in store for us. Now, for the glory of God, not only we have one church in the city of Morelia, but we have now, hallelujah, two churches. And with those two churches combined together, we have more than 500 people, hallelujah, amen, that is baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost. And the church that I recently resigned is called the Pentecostals of Morelia. Hallelujah. And that church has around 270-some, hallelujah, people baptized in Jesus' name. And here we are rebuilding, amen, the church that was burnt down. And when they burnt down the church, we just closed down the streets and begin to have service and the open, amen, doors. And we just begin to preach the name of Jesus. And that time that we didn't have, amen, no building, we had, amen, a revival of 85 people in 6 months received the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise God. We were very excited about that, and we gave God the glory for what He is still doing, hallelujah, in the city of Morelia. Now, this is called the island of, amen, Janitzio, in the city of Pátzcuaro. It is very well known because on the Day of the Dead, the 2nd of November, they go and they celebrate the Day of the Dead. They worship the God of the Dead, and they do all kinds of rituals and things, I mean, tradition things that goes on in this, I mean, island. But glory to God, because where they, I mean, worship the dead, we worship a true living God, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They mostly live by farming and fishing in that area. Now, we were very privileged to have Youth on Missions, a very awesome program that comes, amen, from the United Pentecostal Church. We had 45 young people go down to, amen, Morelia, to Michoacan, and we took them to three of our churches, and in those three churches, we had 67 people receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It was an experience for them going down to Mexico. Hallelujah. When they first got there, they wanted to go and just shop and have a good time, like every young person likes to do. Hallelujah. But as the time went, passed, they began to see the hunger of the people in Mexico. Hallelujah. They didn't want to go and shop no more. They wanted to go and, pass out flyers. So we started passing out flyers. Hallelujah. And they started forming a choir. And in that choir that they formed, amen, it was so awesome because, hallelujah, people would come. They wanted to see the American kids sing, hallelujah, in English and in Spanish. They begin to sing, and they begin to draw, large crowds. And then we went to the Guadalajara, where they begin to, do the choir. And as they were singing, hallelujah, we would, just start preaching. And in 3.5, days of convention that we had in the city of Guadalajara, we had more than, 500 people receive the gift of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Some of these pictures that you will see, in just a few minutes are pictures of the church that, hallelujah, I pastored just before I came on deputation. Hallelujah. This is one of our services. Hallelujah. A revival service. Amen. One of the sisters from the United States went to go and, talk to our ladies. Amen. And we had a good time in this, conference. We had more than 200 ladies, hallelujah, there. And we had 50 ladies receive the gift of the Holy Ghost in this ladies' conference. So we give God the glory to that also. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. The Bible says, declare His glory among all nations and His marvelous deeds among all peoples. And that's what we're doing in Mexico. We're declaring the glory of God, that there's only one God and that His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. And these some of our, pastors' wives. The next part of, this clip will only take a few minutes. It's, some of what happened in our national convention in Mexico. Hallelujah. We came from all over Mexico to Acapulco, Guerrero, where we had more than 12,000 people gathered from all over the country of Mexico. And the 3 days and a half that we had our national convention, we had more than 1,000 people receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We had, 417 people baptized in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, church, we are having revival in Mexico. We are having revival in Mexico. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. My main reason why I'm here today is to ask you to pray for us. Pray for the country of Mexico. We hope that after I have left this place, that every time that you see us, that you will remember us in prayer. We desire your prayer. And most of everything, we want for you to feel the burden that we feel for our country, the country of Mexico. For the rest of this, I will not be speaking, but I will ask you to open your heart and let these pictures, hallelujah, speak to you today in Jesus' name. Now, the last slide that we have there, hallelujah, amen, some of the things that we are asking, amen, some of our projects, hallelujah. We have a radio program in the city of Morelia where, amen, hallelujah, more than 200,000 people hears, amen, the broadcast, amen, or the, hallelujah, they have the broadcast every morning at 10 o'clock from 10 o'clock to 10:30. And hallelujah, we have a good time there, good response. And all of this is provided, amen, by churches here in the United States that has helped us with these projects. And if you see anything up there that you would like to help us with, hallelujah, we would be more than happy to, amen, receive it. We, amen, hallelujah, have a lot of need in Mexico for different things. So if you see something there and you want to bless the work in Mexico, amen, hallelujah, you can speak to your pastor, hallelujah, about that in Jesus' name. Can we stand today? Can we turn on the lights? Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. Amen. We also have, amen, a magazine. It's called CC Impact. It's a bilingual magazine. All the articles are in English and in Spanish. We have an article that talks about reaching the nation of Cuba. Cuba is a very special nation. It's one of the last, amen, nations that are communist. And it is very unique to read this article because it speaks about, amen, the way God is blessing, amen, Cuba. We are not only going into Cuba, but now we have around 27 churches already established in Cuba. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it's a missionary that we have sent from Mexico, hallelujah, into Cuba, that now Cuba, hallelujah, is being reached by the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank God for what he is doing in Cuba. And I don't know, but maybe one day, Pastor, we'll just baptize Fidel Castro in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Amen. So if you want to take a magazine, they are back there in the display. It would be very interesting for you to go and read all what's going on in Central America and the Caribbean and also in Mexico. Hallelujah. And there's just a little place there for donations so we can keep on printing, amen, hallelujah, the magazine CC Impact. Praise God. Amen. If you have your Bibles tonight, I would like for you to go with me to the book of Ecclesiastes in the first chapter, amen, in the third chapter. Amen, hallelujah. Ecclesiastes in the, amen, third chapter. Praise God. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of God in this place. I feel that God wants to do something great. Hallelujah. Amen. Ecclesiastes in the first chapter, in the third chapter, excuse me, verse, amen, one, the Bible says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Hallelujah. Praise God. In Galatians in chapter 6, verse 9, just one simple scripture, but I believe it's powerful. Hallelujah. Verse 9, Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, it says, and let us not be weary in doing and well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Hallelujah. Praise God. Due season. I would like to just preach for a minute. Amen. Under this, amen, this tema, hallelujah, this subject, ready or not, it's here. Hallelujah. Ready or not, it's here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We have been now and across the United States traveling for 16 months. And I thank God for what he has done in our services and what God is doing all over the United States. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. We have been into, amen, more than 300 services here in America. And it has been a privilege to walk into every church. Hallelujah. And to feel the presence of God. Hallelujah. And just be with the people of God and to worship the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Certainly we are privileged people to know the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are privileged people to come into the presence of God Almighty. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I will only take a few minutes. But I would like to, amen, just let you know that, hallelujah, that it is a privilege to know the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I say that with all of my heart. Hallelujah. I grew up in several countries in Central America, and especially in Mexico, where my father was a missionary for, hallelujah, more than 30 years. I saw things that I thank God that, amen, every time that I had seen them, that I, amen, hallelujah, that I knew who Jesus was. Hallelujah. I remember that my father was planting a new church in one of the cities in Mexico. The city is a very religious, very traditional city. It's called San Juan de los Lagos. The city is, hallelujah, very unique because the way, amen, they do things there is different. Hallelujah. And I had never seen in my life what they call a religious procession. Hallelujah. I saw for the first time, hallelujah, this religious procession as people crawled on their knees, as people carried their idols on their shoulders, as people would make crowns of thorns, hallelujah, and place up upon their head, and blood would begin to stream down their faces. I saw people beating their backs with whoops. I saw people crawling on their knees. And I asked my father, I said, "Dad, why do these people do these kinds of things? What is the purpose?" He answered me and he said, "Well, son, they don't know anything else. All what they know is what they've been taught." And that response wasn't enough for me. So I began to walk toward the crowd. Before I knew it, I was already in the middle of this crowd, seeing these things that I had never seen before. And particularly as I was walking, I saw an elderly lady on her knees. And as she was crawling on her knees and I got closer to her, I saw, hallelujah, pain in her face. As I got even closer than that, I saw that her knees were completely bleeding. I looked down and I said, "Lady, why do you do these things?" She looked up at me and she, amen, with tears in her eyes, she said, "My daughter is in the hospital. She has been in the hospital for over 2 months. Hallelujah. And the doctor says that she is going to die. Here I am doing what I have been taught to do. To, a man, crawl on my knees. That way maybe my idol, my virgin, might give me the miracle that I am asking for." Hallelujah. At the time that she was telling me these things, I knew perfectly what the Bible says, that the only one that can heal us, his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. It was in that time that I call it my first calling from God. It was the first time that I heard the voice of God in my life. It was a special moment to be in the place that I was in. Hallelujah. Just after she told me these words, I knew that it was not a coincidence. Hallelujah. That I was in the multitude seeing this procession go on as it went. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why I say tonight that we are privileged people to know the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You see, church, we come into the presence of God. And when you pray, you're not praying to somebody that cannot hear you. You are not praying to somebody that has forgotten you or forsaken you. But when you pray, you pray to a God that is able to do more than what you can ever think or imagine. You pray to a God that when you call on the name of Jesus, something begins to happen. Power begins to be released. Faith begins to work. Let me tell you, if you're in this place tonight and you have a need from God, I'm here to tell you, you can be set free. You can be healed. A miracle can come to your life because we serve an awesome God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. As we have been, hallelujah, in many services here in the United States. Hallelujah. Just once in a while, I see people walk out of church just the same way as they walked into church. It wasn't because the wrong song was being sung. It wasn't because Jesus wasn't there. It certainly wasn't because the wrong message was being preached. It was just simply somebody didn't make up their mind. Before I walk out of church tonight, I will be healed. Hallelujah. It is often that you will see people walk out sick as they walked in sick into church. You will see, hallelujah, often people that will walk out discouraged, worried, like they walked into church. Sometimes it's because, hallelujah, things has changed our mind, thinking that maybe if I do this or if I do that, hallelujah, that everything's gonna be okay. But I'm here to tell you that there's nothing like being in the presence of God Almighty. There's nothing like calling on the name of Jesus. There is nothing like calling, hallelujah, and saying, God, I know you're the only answer to my need. I know that you're the only answer to my prayer. I know that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what I'm asking you, you are able to do it. Let me tell you, if you think that miracles is not for this day, I'm here to tell you, hallelujah, ready or not, it's here already. Ready or not, it's about to hit you. Ready or not, God is going to do what he has promised in his word. Hallelujah, 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 praise God. The Bible speaks about a Messiah. Hallelujah. Messiah would come and do great things. Said, hallelujah, praise the name of Jesus, that the eyes of the blind would see, the lame would walk, the dumb would talk. Hallelujah. And ultimately, he would be the Savior for the house of Israel. Hallelujah. The Bible says that he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Hallelujah. They spoke about the Messiah. They spoke about his coming. They spoke about the glory of God, but yet when Jesus was face to face with his own received him not. What are you trying to tell me, Brother Marquez? What I'm trying to tell you is that it's possible to talk about the blessings of God, but yet when you're face to face with it, the Bible says that if they would have known who Jesus was, they would have not crucified him. But because of their lack of sensitivity of the things of God and not understanding their season and their time. Hallelujah. The Bible says that they took him to a cross and they nailed him. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. The Bible says, Gloria a Dios. Hallelujah. Amen. That Jesus at the gates of Jerusalem wept because of their unbelief. I'm here to tell you in the name of Jesus, it's not only time to talk about what God's going to do. I thank God for what he done in the past. I thank God for the seasons that has come in been behind me. I thank God for the many people that received the revelation of the name of Jesus. Some says that it's not like it used to be, but I'm here to tell you in the name of Jesus, ready or not, it's here. Ready or not, revival is here. It's not only time to talk about revival, it's not only time to say it's coming, but we need to start believing that it's already here, that what God wants to do, it didn't get lost in the corner where I got lost, hallelujah, but it has made its way in, and it's about to do something, just like that old song says, something good is about to happen. If you can believe it with all your heart, it can happen with you tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I was in a service, amen, just a few hallelujah services ago. If you want to know where this service is at, it's between, hallelujah, California and, hallelujah, Florida. I was in one of the services. Amen. And after service, a man came up to me and said, Brother Marquez, hallelujah, thank you for the word and all those pictures and a bunch of other things. Hallelujah, praise God. I wasn't really paying attention because Pastor had told me that we were going to go out to eat. So I was putting my things together as fast as I could. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. As I was doing this, he said, Sir, can I have a word with you? I said, yes. I said, speak, I'm listening to you. He said, I just went to tell you something, what's in my heart. I said, okay. He said, you know, when you were saying about those hundreds of people receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost and all those people being baptized in Jesus' name and all the churches that are being planted all over Mexico. I said, yes, sir. He said, when I'm in, I just closed my eyes for a few minutes. He said, and it seemed like a fairy tale was being said of what God was doing in another world, but not here. And I stopped doing what I was doing. And I said, Sir, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but what God is doing is not a fairy tale. You see, this doesn't work by turning on a machine and pushing a button. Hallelujah. It doesn't work by, hallelujah, a man going and doing some kind of magic and that's the way it happens. True revival comes by sacrifice. True revival comes, hallelujah, by praying. And amen, doing all what you can do, fasting, doing, amen, what God has asked you to do. It doesn't happen by magic.
But it can happen if there are two or three gathered in his name. Hallelujah. It doesn't take a lot. It just takes two or three. It just takes somebody to say, God, I refuse to walk out of church the same way as I walked in. I refuse to be the ordinary Christian church. I refuse to be just the same old, same old. Hallelujah. It's not only time to walk the walk and talk the talk, but it's time for us to buckle up and look to God. God's great things for his people. Can you worship the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I often hear preachers says that revival's on the way. No, revival's already here. It's already here. It's already among us. This city is your city. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Your community is your community. God has given it to you. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Bible says that Jesus entered into the synagogue. And the Bible says that he found where it was written. Hallelujah, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because you have anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal, to send to the healed the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovery of the sight of the blind, to send in liberty them that are bruised. It was like God was saying, this is what I have for you today in mind. This is the menu of what I want to do. This is my blessing to you. I have come to give you what I have promised to you. But yet the Bible says that somebody stood up and said, whoa, this is the Sabbath day. This is not the day to do a miracle. And I ask myself all the time when I read this scripture, who am I to stop what God wants to do? Who am I to put the brake on to what God wants to do? What I need to do is forget about, hallelujah, all the things that are going around wrong, hallelujah, in church, and begin to focus that the primary thing still is, hallelujah, that there's one God. In that one God, he came manifested in flesh, gave his life, not for us to have more money, not for us to have more talent, but for somebody to be filled with the Holy Ghost and to be baptized in the name of Jesus. Oh, if that doesn't excite you, I don't know what's going to excite you, friend. But the thing number one, thing that excites me is when somebody, smoking, somebody smells no good, but comes into the presence of God and said, I'm desperate to know something more about Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. We were in a service, hallelujah, just about 2 months ago. As we were in this service, I'm about to close, hallelujah. In this service that we were in, amen, we were having a move of God. People were just, hungry for, a move of God. Praise the name of Jesus. We were in Michigan, Pastor Dunlap's church. Hallelujah. As we were there, amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The service came to a close. It was altar service. Amen. A lady, when I said the altars are open, as she came down as fast as she can, she could come down. And as she come down, hallelujah, amen, she called me. She said, preacher, she said, I want you to pray for me. I said, what's your problem? She says, everybody thinks that I'm crazy. I said, what do you mean? She says, I don't know what happens to me. But sometimes, amen, when I get depressed, when I get mad, or something emotional happens to me, She said, it seems like, amen, I just have to go and cut myself. I said, whoa, amen, hallelujah. Amen. Fast enough, I understood that there was a spirit that was tormenting her. Hallelujah. Praise God. As she told me, she says, I want to be delivered from this. She said, this is my first time here. But, amen, hallelujah, you have inspired me to believe that God is able to heal me and that he is able to, deliver me. I said, well, you have come to the right place. Hallelujah. I said, I want to tell you a little song that goes this way. Jesus loves you. This I know, for the Bible tells you so. Hallelujah. She said, what do I have to do? I said, you just have to raise your hands and begin to pray. She raised her hands and she said, Jesus, I love you. In a few minutes, she began to speak in other tongues. Hallelujah. Praise God. God began to fill her with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. As she raised her hands. A few minutes passed by, hallelujah, and she had spoken tongues. Holy Ghost told me, go and tell her that she needs to be baptized in Jesus' name. She said, preacher, I want you to see something. She rolled up her sleeves, hallelujah, and when she rolled up her sleeves, hallelujah, from the part where I could see on both arms, there was cuts, hallelujah, and scars, I guess of what she had cut herself in the past. She looked at me in the eyes and she said, you should see my whole body. Hallelujah. I said, well, hallelujah, God has delivered you. Hallelujah. You can, amen, hallelujah, be now. Know that God is in you. Hallelujah. I said, but you still need to be baptized. She said, okay, I'm going to be baptized. Pastor, amen, they filled up the tank. Amen, pastor, amen, started rolling up her sleeves, baptized her in the name of Jesus. When she, amen, got baptized, came out of the water speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Pastor came back. Hallelujah. Everybody came back. And in just a few minutes, she comes out running, hallelujah, from the back. Hallelujah. She comes straight up to me. She rolls up her, amen, sleeves again. Hallelujah. And she says, look, all those scars and those cuts, like you see my arms, that's the same way my body is. There's no scars. There is no cuts. What are you trying to say to me? Ready or not, it's here. Ready or not, it's for you. Ready or not, your blessing is not on the way. It's already here. Hallelujah. 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 And God began to speak to me. And he began to say, you see what I have done with this lady. That's the same thing I want to do with every backslider that has, amen, gone from my presence. I want to disappear every scar. I want to disappear every cut that the world has left to them. Let them know that. That night we had more than 20 backsliders come into the presence of God, speaking in tongues, filled with the Holy Ghost again. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, God is doing a miracle right now. He's doing it. He's doing it. He's doing it. No, it's not a fairy tale. It doesn't only happen in Mexico. It can happen right here in your church. If you can just believe and say, God, I've been serving. I know I've been faithful. I've been praying. I've been sacrificing. Hallelujah. Now I'm expecting what you have in store for me. Somebody feel like that? Does somebody feel like that? Does somebody feel like You have been faithful to God. You have gave everything that you gave. And you just feel that something good is about to happen. There's something that's coming your way. There's a door that's going to be knocked down. There's a wall that's going to come down. Let me tell you, this is our season. And this is our time. It's time to believe that miracles are here. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. There's somebody in this place, hallelujah, that has been suffering from migraine headaches. I want you to come to the front in the name of Jesus. God's going to heal you right now. Hallelujah. You need to hurry up. Hallelujah. We only have a few minutes, but I want you to come. Somebody has been having these migraine headaches. You, sister. Hallelujah. Do you believe that God's going to heal you? Worship the name of Jesus. Worship the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, just continue to worship Him. Let's have a continual worship for just a few minutes. Hallelujah. I've seen a lot of people jumping up and down a few minutes ago. What can we just do it once more? There's something about to break through right now. There's somebody that's about to be delivered. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the black, God has something special for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Since I've been preaching, Holy Ghost has been letting me know, hallelujah, that He's drawing you closer to Him. Hallelujah. And what you've been going through, what, amen, the things that the devil has been trying to stop for you to get and going to where you're going to, God has just come to give me a word to let you know, hallelujah, that things are going to turn around, that things are going to be better in your life. In the name of Jesus, worship the Lord. Give Him glory right now. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship You, Jesus. We magnify You. We give You the glory and the praise right now for all You're doing, God. In the name of Jesus right now, Jesus, speak to us. Let Your will be done in this place. I feel resistance in this place. Hallelujah. I feel like something is stopping what God wants to do. Hallelujah. But in the name of Jesus, I rebuke every spirit of confusion, every spirit of doubt, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Come on, church. If you know that there's somebody beside you that needs to be healed, just stretch your hand out, and with authority, let God put words in your mouth. Hallelujah. And bless somebody that's beside you. If somebody needs the Holy Ghost, what you need to do is raise your hands and begin to say hallelujah. Hallelujah. After a while, hallelujah, it's not going to be enough. And then it's when Jesus steps into the picture, and hallelujah, it's just not enough. And you begin to speak in other tongues. If the Spirit give you the utterance, you say, me? Yes, you. Because unto you is the promise, and unto your children, and to as many as God will call. So speak in tongues right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, church. I know that it's Wednesday. I know that it's Wednesday. But it's time to step out of the ordinary. It's time to say, God, I've been wanting my healing. I've waited too long. And too long is too long. I refuse to walk out of church the same way as I walked in. I refuse, hallelujah, to be sick one more minute. In the name of Jesus, we release faith in this place. In the name of Jesus, we bind every sickness, every disease, everything that has come against you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Pray with somebody, go ahead. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If you want to pray with somebody, hallelujah, this, do it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.